Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, coming up in T-minus 40 minutes. Lord Christopher Monckton will be joining us to deal with the story and the video that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Brown shirt youth corps invade Monckton's speech. They didn't come up and ask questions like "We are change" and the Tea Party's do of Al Gore, and then are drug off. They took over and tried to shut the event down. This is openly funded by George Soros and the Rockefeller Foundation. Absolutely amazing. That is coming up from Copenhagen. Patrick Henningsen will be popping in with us in the next segment, also reporting on what's happening there. And here is the Financial Post, one of the biggest papers in Canada. I see these articles every day in mainstream newspapers in the U.S., England, Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Headline, "The Real Inconvenient Truth, the Whole World Needs to Adopt China's One-Child Policy. A planetary law such as China's One-Child Policy is the only way to reverse the disastrous global birth rate currently." Now, that is what's behind all the phony environmentalism. That's why they listed carbon dioxide that humans exhale as a toxic waste. That's why the EPA is telling Congress, "We're your boss," which is upside down, but backwards. "And we are going to, quote, have a command and control system over you." In fact, reprint me that article about command and control, please. Thank you. "This will result in the deaths of more than a billion people in the first decade of these climate cuts." Now we have the secret text, which The Guardian has reported is real. The UN is very upset that they plan to double the taxes on the third world, not the first world. "That will result in more than a billion deaths. The tiny cuts that were set up would result in a billion. 15 million people starve to death a year conservatively." Conservatively. This will bring that up to numbers that dwarf it. I mean, this is murder. Murderers. You are murderers. You patchouli-wearing, fake, liberal, brainwashed cult members who follow the religion of eugenics and go around preaching that humans are evil and parasites. You are murderers. Murderers! And they sold the mindless left, the low-level idiots, that, oh, we're doing this to help the third world. We'll give them our tax money from the West. It's the opposite of that. It is private banks taking all of our money and going in and saying, "You've got to do this and that, or we won't give your governments money," and the governments keep the money. Let's talk to Danny in Pennsylvania. Danny, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I know time is short. I just want to say you're an inspiration to us all, and hopefully people will awake. I have a quick question that I always wanted to ask you. Is there footage, video footage of the plane being shot down over Shanksville, Pennsylvania?
No. The state police reported F-16s and explosions, and the debris field was 8.5 miles long, and all the local eyewitnesses said explosions in the air. And the tiny debris field at Shanksville was just one engine in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My other question, currently, who's more powerful, Henry Kissinger or Zabrinsky? Now, I know Zabrinsky helped put Obama in office, if not primarily.
Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger.
Okay. That's interesting, because doing research on him, he's actually wanted for war crimes, I believe, in other countries. Is that correct?
Yes. And at this event, Maurice Strong is also wanted for oil for food. Robbing the money that was supposed to go to the Iraqi people for himself. These are ultimate criminals.
The top of the food chain. When you talk
everywhere
about
they go is starvation and death and murder. And they all just liberal around going, "I'm liberal, I'm liberal. I'm the thinking man's thinking man. I'm your eco-prophet. I'm so smart. I invented the internet. I invented the automobile. I invented the wheel. I'm Al Fraud Gore." Appreciate your call, Danny. Michael, Chris, Rick, Daniel, and others. Your calls are coming up, and our first guest from Copenhagen today as we track the criminal activities of the globalist. I'm trying to contain my anger right now. Be right back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live on this December 10th, Thursday edition. G. Edward Griffin in studio coming up. Lord Monckton coming up for a brief report on this Thursday edition. Other guests as well, jam-packed. We are simulcasting the radio show right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. I wanted to get Patrick Henningsen, who was a mainline environmental activist involved trying to save the rainforest, and then he would try to go talk to these globalist organizations about, well, if we sell carbon credits, can we, you know, use this to buy up rainforest, which he was able to do, and they said, no, this isn't about that, it's about money. And now in the Copenhagen Treaty, we learned 2 days ago that they plan on cutting double the emissions in the third world than in the first world, which will admittedly kill more than a billion people. Billions and billions of people are on the edge of starvation. 15 plus million starve to death every year. The globalists state in their own textbooks they want to use starvation and war, State Department Memorandum 200 to do this. All of you hippies and fake liberals and trendies, don't you notice all the oil companies are on the news financing the Copenhagen garbage? Don't you notice that the NFL's behind it and all the media's behind it? The IMF and World Bank, now it turns out, will control all the money, the big central banks that have raped the third world. They've got all these fake spray-painted Copenhagen signs up everywhere that are meant to look like grassroots all over Copenhagen, to make it look like it's grassroots and from the people. This is a global revolution against the people. And there's no more time for denial. In all the UN documents, in all the plans, they state that once this grid's in place, they want a bankrupt industrialized society to force you to only have one child. Then they say they're going to phase that out next and put taxes on even one child. Financial Post of Canada today. We see these every day. Ladies and gentlemen, I am knee-deep in the documentation. These people are Nazis. The real inconvenient truth, the planetary law, such as China's one-child policy, is the only way to reverse the disastrous global birth rate. Then there's the whole fraud of that. The UN's own numbers show that by 2022, that the Earth's population will plane off at 8.2 to 8.7 billion. Then it will start drastically falling. If they ever allowed the third world to industrialize, even the British Royal Commission of 1949 said this, that would have caused a massive population reduction, even if you believe we're overpopulated. Because in industrialized countries, on average, have a 1.3 population replacement. Two parents, two baby boomers, have on average 1.3 children. That number is even dropping faster in Italy and Japan, approaching one, not 1.3. Many cities in Germany are half empty. The West is collapsing. Russia's lost 40 million of its people just through lack of replacement. This is all happening. This is all going on. This is eugenics. It's not about whales and buffaloes. Please wake up. All right, I want to go to Patrick Henningsen, and we had on yesterday, but we had to cut him short. I wanted him to recap the story of how he's a real environmental activist that found out the truth, what he's seen the last 24 hours in Copenhagen, Lord Monckton's talk being taken over by brown shirts, and also plug some of his websites. Good to have you here, Patrick.
It's good to be with you, Alex. How are you doing?
Knowing that the cuts, it was going to kill a billion people with the moderate cuts of the third world. Now those cuts are many times what they were. This death sentence, and we're not just saying that. This is a guaranteed death sentence for tens of millions of people a year. And I just want to make all the fake hippies that are supporting this go look at the death. I want them to go see the dead skeletons of those little children. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, well, firstly, I know that the UN spent, tens and tens of thousands of dollars branding the Copenhagen summit as Hopenhagen, but I won't take credit for this, but Christopher Monckton recoined the conference the other day, and it's in our film, which is online, and I think we should call it Dopenhagen from here on out, because that's exactly what you're looking at.
Scammenhagen, Deathahagen, Murderhagen. Slaveryhagen.
We spent the last couple of days speaking to people from the developing world, scientists. We're going to be speaking to the parliamentary members of Mozambique tomorrow to talk about how this is the whole Copenhagen summit is really kind of a ruse. They're using the developing world to get people to and left the left wingers and the environmentalists and the activists to really feel sorry about the plight of people in Africa. But really, the developing world is the one who's going to get the short end of the stick.
Look, you've got to go to the African delegation and go, the IMF and World Bank have raped you by design. Their documents have been public since 2002, how they do it by design. They are going to get all this tax money and use it to further deindustrialize you. That is in the treaty.
Now, we spoke to, we went down to the pit of the beast, which was the outside of the summit. They have something called the Climate Forum, which is really where all this sort of anarchists and traditional left-wing activists that get imported.
Let's call them Nazi murderers, people that want to slaughter the third world, degenerate foundation, banker-funded, fake left-cover opposition, the absolute most dangerous people on Earth. Go ahead.
Granted, you're right, Alex. That, some of these are there are provocateurs woven into this, but the overwhelming majority of these sort of people are, middle class dropouts. They're sort of the hired Hessians of the left that come in for any event. We saw them at the G20 in London wearing balaclavas, not really knowing why they're there, but they're there, just because they want to bring capitalism down or something like this. Now, it's very dangerous because we asked about a couple of dozen people a simple question, which is going to be in our film, which we're going to post online in the next couple of days. If you had the choice, if you had $500 billion in your hand today, and you had the choice to either eliminate poverty in Africa and provide clean water for third world countries, or to combat climate change, which might happen in 100 or 50 or 200 years, 10 out of 10 of the people who are from Europe or America, they said, well, I think climate change is more important than, you know, saving lives today in Africa.
Because it's their religion. It's, I mean, that is in eco-science that well, we're atheists, but people have got to have a religion. We're going to make climate change the new religion.
Sure, and people were espousing this idea of a utopia where, well, you know, people, 200,000 people a year dying because of climate change in Africa. I don't know where these figures come from or how they, you know, sea levels are not rising.
Those numbers are as real as man, bear, pig.
Yeah, the Earth is not getting warmer. I don't see how climate change is killing people in Africa. Now, we spoke to Africans, and almost every single African we spoke to said, no, I will take that $500 billion, and I will eliminate poverty and provide clean water and lower infant mortality, eliminate malaria. These are the priorities for us. So, you know, this just pretty much tells the tale of the sort of divide we have. It's a divide of reality, Alex.
Well, notice, that's the master stroke of the globalist. It's always the opposite of what they say. They go, oh, this is to free the third world, help the poor by cutting off all their energy. But see, they only announced that, well, it came out from the secret document 2 days ago. They were going to spring that at the last minute. Are any of these fools understanding that cutting off the energy to the third world is not going to help them?
You know, it comes down to it, and it was really frustrating. You know, we're trying to interview people. I think a nauseous feeling in my stomach, like I can't really do this anymore. There's nothing that we can really say to get people to really listen to the sort of the wider picture. And, you know, it comes down to this. It's mass psychology, Alex. You know, talk to any of these people one-on-one for any length of time. I show them climate gate. I talk about the IPC shortcomings. I talk about the fact that there is a global decline in temperature. You can actually get them to open their mind, and they will come around. But when you're talking to people briefly, you're talking to groups of people. The Nazis understood mass psychology really well. I think some of these same principles, you know, hope, change, save the planet, these sort of mass concepts really work on well on a mass scale. And so this battle that we're going to have to fight is going to be won one mind at a time. It's going to be won one person at a time. And if everybody goes out and does a little bit, gets proactive, talks to their neighbors, talks to their family, talks to their coworkers, and wins this battle one person at a time, eventually, when you turn a mind, when a mind is woken up, it will never go to sleep again.
Well, Patrick, let me ask you this question. It's been reported that the third world countries, the developing countries, are freaking out over the text of the treaty that states they have to make most of the cuts and that it's an IMF, World Bank, private system that's going to run it. Do they understand that the previous smaller cuts were going to kill a billion people over the next decade? Do they understand this is even more monstrous? I mean, do these feel-good, lazy trust fund punks realize that they're having a hand in mass murder?
It's difficult. You know, a lot of the people who are activists and who come to these events or who are sort of green warriors, as it were, they're really like holdouts from the Beat Generation, just a sort of updated version of it. And, you know, what you're talking about, Alex, are facts. You're talking about real documents. You're reading the UN Agenda 21. These are things that are publicly available that everybody can go and see. And the types of people who are kind of going along with what I would term as a collectivist movement is really what it is. It's wanting to get rid of, we need to get rid of intellectual property, no more patents, everything needs to be free and open source, and we need a green revolution, and, you know.
But again, that's the candy coating of the fake left. At the core, it's all one powerful private central bank that will own everything.
Absolutely, and I think that came out with the Danish text leaks is pretty much they showed their true colors. And
so is that hurting the conference? I mean, is it in disarray? I'm reading a lot of countries are saying they're not going to sign on now.
It is. It is. We saw the early part of this morning when people, all the different countries were making their comments. And all these small countries like Equatorial New Guinea and Mozambique, and these, they don't have nearly the political clout that the United States or the European countries have. But they already see through what is probably...
Good. Stay there. I want to come back, talk about what else is happening.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
To educate you about the single biggest threat to our planet. You see, there is something out there which threatens our very existence and may be the end to the human race as we know it.
What do you mean? The cave-in is over?
I'm afraid you have a much bigger problem than a cave-in.
What's that?
It is a creature which roams the earth alone. It is half man, half bear, and half pig. Well, I'm here to tell you now, man, bear, talking, of course, about Manbear Pig.
Daniel Manbear Pig, they're just children!
Oh my God! Manbear Pig screen active. I've caught you now, you son of a bitch!
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Play a little more of that clip than I wanted to.
Going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated.
For some of the older audience that don't know what South Park is, they had a whole episode making fun of Al Gore and his fear-mongering about the man-bear pig. Half man, half bear, half pig. And it's as real as man-made global warming. But it's not funny how many third world people they're going to kill and how many middle class people and poor people they're going to ruin here in the United States. In closing, with Patrick Henningsen, filmmaker, you've already released some YouTube clips of interviews you've done. Give us some of the names of those clips for folks that want to go find them. You're making a short film about Copenhagen that's going to be out in the next few days. Tell us about that, Patrick. I would guess you haven't been able to videotape the man bear pig, the mythical mermaid type creature that Al Gore's been warning us about.
We've been looking for him all over Copenhagen, and we've spent most of our time trying to track down the man bear pig, but we haven't had any luck. What we have discovered, though, is Al Gore is basically captain of a ship, and what I can say to real green activists and real environmentalists is that you are on a Titanic, which is captained by Al Gore, and I advise people to get off that ship before you hit the iceberg of truth. Because if you do, everybody's going to go down who's on that ship. And it's bad for the science. The whole practice of science is under threat. Real environment is under threat, along with all the other things that you mentioned. We're going to have that in our film. We've got a three-part film that's very educational, which we'll have up on YouTube tonight. It'll be at 21st Century Wire TV on YouTube, and we'll also hopefully have a link at 21stcenturywire.com. And then we're doing a more intensive film over the next week, which we need to spend time and hunker down.
Give that website out again slowly for people, because you're doing groundbreaking work.
It's a www.21stcenturywire.com, and on YouTube, just go to 21st Century Wire TV, and you'll see some of the videos, and there'll be some coming out, a few more coming out over the next few days. But the big news in Copenhagen yesterday was Lisa Jackson from the EPA gave a speech to a rouse of applause, basically saying that the EPA, under the Clean Air Act of 2007, will be able to regulate the poisonous gas of carbon dioxide without the approval or without the so-say of Congress. So it's basically a run around the democratic process, saying that it doesn't matter if Congress and Senate pass the cap and trade bill, we're going to regulate greenhouse gases anyway. When they say greenhouse gases, they're not talking about really dangerous gases. They're talking about carbon dioxide, which
look,
we all
look,
know.
Look, look, if they were calling for an international agreement that wasn't a global taxation system to private banks that would demand study before they open air plant or release cross-species animals and plants, that's what's already causing rogue viruses. And, I mean, that's what's really dangerous. That's what can really mess up our planet. Nanotech getting loose. I mean, that's what the real evidence shows is serious. The superconducting supercollider, the mega cyclotron, the Hadron Collider, their own scientists admit that that makes hydrogen bombs look like tinker toys and could destroy the planet. But, you know, no control over anything real. No control over overfishing. I mean, there are some real environmental things. The global government could care less about that. You know, I found out Prince Bernhard, founder of the big environmental group World Wildlife Fund, the Nazi, and founder of Bilderberg, he openly used his environmental front for elephant hunting and making money off tusk. He was caught doing that. He would try to overthrow third world countries. These guys are hardcore criminals.
We went down to the WWF World Wildlife Fund. They've got a little camp down in the center of Copenhagen. And who's sponsoring the World Wildlife Fund? None other than Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola has done more to destroy environments in third worlds in India.
No, it's incredible. Like look. The big polluting corporations run this whole deal so they can tax us for air and then ignore all the real environmental crises. Great job, Patrick Henningsen. God bless you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
In studio with us for the next hour is the one and the only G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, filmmaker, fighting the globalists for more than 40 years. He's here in Austin to give several speeches. We'll tell you about that before he leaves us. We apologize. We have to get Lord Monckton on with him for about 5-10 minutes. The only time Lord Monckton can do it, he was almost for a full hour or more than an hour just the other day. But there has been a new event where Brown Shirt Youth Corps from the Rockefeller Foundation and, of course, George Soros-funded groups, are admittedly with them, came and took over his speech today, completely shut it down. Didn't go like We Are Change and ask questions in the press conference and then drug out. No, they just came and took over, and no one could stop them because Lord Monckton doesn't have all the big, you know, oil company security people like Al Gore does, who owns, by the way, Occidental Petroleum, and is one of the biggest people cutting down the rainforest. But That's how this scam works. So that is coming up here in the next 10 minutes. Lord Moncton should be joining us. If not, it'll be in the next hour. But G. Edward Griffin, I feel like I know you so well. This is, I believe, the first time that we've met in person, unless my memory fails me. It is great to have you sitting here in the flesh.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here, Alex. Yeah, we did meet once before. In fact, I was on your show when you had the old facility.
That's right. You were in studio before.
Yes.
I don't know. I was having this deja vu moment. No. I just watched so much video. I get to where I can't tell anymore.
Right.
I apologize. We have met.
It's good to be here.
Well met, my friend.
Yes, indeed. And I really like your studio. I understand you're doing so well. And that it's so encouraging because while the earth seems to be falling apart, you're one of the bright hopes out there.
Well, we're small, but we're a fly on the end of the New World Order's behind, but we're irritating them.
It's more like a mosquito.
Yeah, but we're injecting cyanide into their lies.
Yes.
Hey, would you like to bow down to Al Gore, Newsweek, the Earth's prophet, the thinking man's thinking man?
Oh, how did they spell that? I would have spelled it differently.
Oh, well, how would you spell it?
With an S and a T. Yeah, it's amazing how the media can mythalize things like that. I think Al Gore has lost his charm. I think he's lost a lot of the aura of being infallible. And of course, he has a loyal following. You can't beat that. They'll follow him right over the edge of the earth if necessary. But I think most of the people were sort of in that gray middle zone where they weren't sure whether there was global warming or not. But since Al Gore was saying there was, they went with it. Now they know that this whole Climategate thing is blowing all of that apart. So I think progress is being made. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. G. Edward Griffin with us in studio. Lord Moncton coming up to pop in a little while with us. The Climategate and now the leaked Danish text, the actual treaty that the U.S. and others wanted to sign, doubles or right at doubles the amount of taxes on the third world, and it's meant to destroy their development. All these major newspapers like the Financial Post calling for, quote, Chinese-style global authority to enforce one-child policy. Isn't that, from your research, and give us your take on it, the heart of what this is really all about?
I think it's very close to the heart. Yeah, it's not only the control of the population and reproductive rates, but it's the control of all aspects of human endeavor. And, you know, it's the old story. Your listeners know it so well, Alex, that in order to convince the people of the world that they should give up their freedom and they should accept these draconian measures over their lives, you have to scare them. You have to convince them that there's something very terrible going to happen, either terrorism or crime or drugs or overpopulation or whatever it is, a destruction of the planet, so that people will be so grateful when these politicians come along and propose various types of legislation that's going to take away their freedom. But they say, don't worry about your freedom. We're going to save your life. We're going to save the planet. You know, it's the old game. It's been going on and on for almost 100 years.
You know, reading the treaty, which I have here in front of me, they state global government, Von Rompuy, the head of the EU, says it's world government, Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, Secretary General, writes editorials saying it's world government. They're announcing that the Copenhagen Global Treaty, a tax on all financial transactions, a 2% tax on the GDP off the top, taxes on all fuel. They admit this will devastate the third world and that they actually want to shut down their development, which will actually make them continue to have all these children. All the studies show once you're industrialized, you start having less children than you did before, and the replacement rate drops to 1.3 children instead of more than 2 children per group of adults.
Well, I think the mistake is made when the public gives credence to the motives of what these people are doing. They're always saying they're going to control the birth rate in order to decrease the population explosion. And supposedly, you know, this is for the benefit of mankind. They're going to control this in this way or that way. And it's always for the benefit of mankind. It's for our own good, supposedly. But in reality, we shouldn't give them credence for that because that's never been their motive. Their motive is really just raw control over human beings. So I don't think it makes much sense to listen to what these people are saying. They're always distorting the truth. So what more can I say on that? This is sort of like preaching to the choir here. I think that your listeners certainly know that very well. But what can I say in addition to that? That we have to really think about the master plan behind all of this. And the master plan really has nothing to do with controlling the temperature or climate control or preventing overpopulation or none of that. That's just a smokescreen. That's just propaganda to make us think that they're good guys and they're really looking out for us.
Well, the colonial, neo-colonial system of the IMF and World Bank coming in that you talk about so much, loaning our tax money at loan sharking rates where Nigeria gets a $1 billion loan and today they've paid over $60 billion back on that $1 billion. The IMF and World Bank don't want to help the third world, and they've sold this, global taxes on all carbon to save the third world, and they told the liberals it's to help the Africans and the Latin Americans, when in truth it will admittedly starve even more people.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. You can't listen to what these people are saying their motives are. They really want control. That's what it's all about. When will the American people wake up to the fact that these leaders, both national and international, have one thing in mind, and only one thing, and that's control over human beings. That's the bottom line, and all this other talk is nonsense.
Tell us about what you're doing in Austin, and then I want to get into the treaty more, the establishment of world government, how long they've been working at this, and where you think they are in this plan, because it seems that they're trying to accelerate their program because so many people are waking up to them. But I want to get your take on that. But tell us about some of the events you're going to be holding here in Austin.
Well, I'm here, Alex, and thanks for asking me on that. I'm here to do a seminar. We call it a crash course on money. And it, just as the name suggests, it has two meanings for the word crash. It's a crash course in the sense that it's condensed. We do it all in one day from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. It's all done. So it's a crash course. But also it's based on the recognition that we're in a crash economy, and people particularly want to know not just about money, but how to protect the money they already have from being confiscated through inflation, what kind of investments to make, if any, are good investments, and how to get out of debt and all the various aspects of how to protect yourselves. And also we're taking a look at the long-term strategies of how to protect your children and your grandchildren. So we're not just focused on the money side of it, but the system side of it. We believe very firmly that if you don't preserve the system, it won't make any difference because you won't have any money anyway. So that's what we're doing. It's a crash course on money, and I hope that if anybody's interested in hearing my views on that, they'll come out. It's being held on Saturday right here in Austin at, it's at the Marriott, during the break, I can get my assistant to give me the address and all that. But
folks can also just go to your website.
Oh, that's the better way, yes. Go right to realityzone.com, and when they get to the landing page, there will be a big banner talking about the crash course.
Right, and we're going to talk about your event you've got coming up tonight in just a moment. But we now turn in just a moment to Lord Christopher Monckton. And while he's speaking, we're going to show you some video without the audio of the disruptors. Now, the difference is with the Tea Parties and We Are Change, they go to Al Gore events, buy a book, go up and say, sir, what about Climate Gate? What about you lying about carbon dioxide rising and then temperatures rising when it's actually opposite? Sir, what about you making all this money off of this? And then they get drug out. At this event in Copenhagen, Lord Christopher Monckton, one of the chief people exposing the man-made climate fraud, had one of their little events. This is David having an event against Goliath. Groups funded by George Soros. We have an article about this at PrisonPlanet.com. Brown Shirt Youth Corps invade Monckton's speech. And we have the article here with the groups that are funded by Soros and the Rockefellers and others and by the UN there taking over, not letting him have a speech. And, of course, Monckton isn't funded by the powers that be, so he didn't have thugs there to beat everyone up and drag them off. So they just took it over, showing how they're a group of jackboots. And now we have the National Post calling for a planetary regime for one-child policy. They admit cutting off the food will reduce population. That is the goal. So hence, these are Nazis. Joining us is Lord Christopher Monckton. Thank you for coming on today, sir.
Very good to be with you, Alex.
Well, this is outrageous. Please tell us what these green shirts / brown shirts did.
Well, we were having a meeting with Americans for Prosperity. I'd been asked to come and give a speech about what was in the Copenhagen Agreement. It's no longer a treaty now. They've downgraded it to an agreement because they know they can't get a treaty through the Senate. That's become very clear. So the whole thing is being driven by your constitution, which still has enough force in it to stop them getting away with everything thereafter. But anyway, I was briefing them on how this was going to be pushed through by Obama. He was going to sign it in Copenhagen. He was then going to put it before both houses of Congress, try and get it through by a simple majority. He might even fail that now. But as I was beginning to speak, in walked, or rather up jumped, people who'd crept in and sat down quietly initially, and they began a kind of robotic Nazi chant. It was just like the Hitler Youth. And indeed, the whole air of this Copenhagen conference has the stink of a Nuremberg rally about it, just at the time when we had hoped that in Europe, in the world, that kind of sort of centralist propaganda and only one system of thought being permitted had been swept away forever. Here it is re-emerging, no longer red, white and black, but now green is the colour that you find on every banner trailing from a public building. Green is the colour of the elaborate displays that the Nazis last used to have in all the main squares in Copenhagen, and now we have exactly the same kind of Nazi displays, but this time advertising climate change as the big enemy, just as in the old days it was Jews that were the big enemy. Well, frankly, this has begun to upset many people. We had a German person who was in our meeting. He was almost in tears by the end. He said, I never thought that I would see this. He said, I thought we were behind all that. I thought we would never again see the Hitlerjugend on the march, indoctrinated by the party and only putting one point of view. He was really, really, really upset. And, of course, that's how terrifying it is for all of us who are here to see the robotic drill with which these people simply talk slogans. None of them know any climate science. None of them know any economics. None of them understand policy making. All of them have been told that the harmless trace gas without which every piece of life, whether plant or animal on this planet, would be dead, is somehow a dangerous pollutant which is going to set the planet on fire. It doesn't get more ludicrous or more sickeningly dangerous than that.
But Lord Monckton, there is a sense of desperation by these people as more universities come out and are proven to be engaged in fraud via UN collusion directing this. And I would like you, in the last few minutes we have with you, to speak directly to the useful idiots, the same type that supported Lenin and Hitler and Mao, to understand that the climate cuts now in the treaty, the Danish text, will closely double more cuts in third world than the West has to make, and that this will devastate the third world. Many of the useful liberals believe this was actually a tax on the West to help the third world. Clearly, the IMF and World Bank that have been caught engaged in predator activity against the third world have now been caught, that this is all just a giant money-making scam. Can you speak directly to not just the same slogans as Nazis, but that this will result in the deaths of more people than the Nazis killed if implemented?
Let me quote from the UN itself just for once. There's a man called Herr Ziegler, who is the right to food rapporteur for the UN. His job is to make sure that people are aware that there are folks starving around the world. And he said 2 years ago that the biofuel scam was an outrage. He said that to grow biofuels instead of growing food on agricultural land for people who need it, you grow biofuels instead for clunkers that don't, in the name of saving the planet. What you're doing is causing mass starvation, food riots in a dozen countries of the world, millions dying not because of climate change happening, but because of the sloganizing and the policies of these rich people who are manipulating this for their own profit. People dying now. And Herr Ziegler said this. He said, at a time when so many are starving around the world, to divert agricultural land from growing food to growing biofuels is, and this is his word, a crime against humanity.
Well said. Well, I'm going to skip this break. We've only got a few minutes left with Lord Christopher Monckton. How did this end with them taking over your event vitriolically waving American flags when this treaty will destroy U.S. sovereignty? Even mainstream news is saying the EPA coup of telling Congress, if you don't ratify this, we will, quote, and this is ABC News and Reuters, we will, quote, have a command and control system over you. How dare them flap American flags?
That is an outrage. I agree. What happened was I simply went to the microphones, which were directional, so that I could still be heard in Pennsylvania and the other parts of the United States, all over the states, thousands of people linked in. and the chanters could only be heard very distantly by them in the background. And eventually the chanters realized we were just carrying on with the meeting anyway, and they weren't getting anywhere. So in dribs and drabs they filed out and rapidly disappeared, no doubt to report on what they thought was their triumph. But I saw them again this morning at their stand inside the conference center in the area where people could set up stands to say whatever they want to say. And they came rushing up to me and they said, how dare you call us Hitler Youth? Because German television had been there. They had interviewed me and I had said, almost with tears in my eyes, these people have behaved like the Hitler Youth. How dare you call us Hitler Youth? They said. One of them said, I'm a Jew. How dare you call me Hitler Youth? I said, if you ever again come in chanting moronic, robotic slogans and interrupt the right of free speech of others who happen to differ with you on a matter of public policy, then I will once again call you Hitler Youth, for that is what you are. Never has such behavior been seen in Copenhagen since Hitler was in control of it. And if you behave in that way, I will call it like I see it.
But aren't they Hitler Youth, sir, because these policies will result in mass starvation and death and have already resulted in that?
That is the truth of the matter. I think it's probably fair to say, of course it's very difficult to measure this, it's probably fair to say that more people have been killed by the green movement with this climate scam and the biofuels taking land out of agricultural production, doubling the price of food, pricing food out of the poor people's pockets. They simply can't afford to buy the food. They're living on mud pies made with real mud in Haiti, for heaven's sake. And even they can't now afford the mud pies either, because they've doubled in price thanks to the biofuel scare. And so, yes, we are now probably seeing more deaths arising from the behavior of the Hitler Youth and, more sinisterly, the people who are behind them and paying for them and indoctrinating. Those are the ones we really need to track down and root out and shove in jail for the rest of their nasty little lives. Because we are killing people probably in larger numbers now than Hitler did when he killed the Jews. We're killing them of starvation because the West doesn't care about anything except some putative icicle dribbling somewhere in Greenland, all of which is entirely within the natural variability of the climate, as we now know from the ClimateGate emails, which expose the fraud that's been perpetrated by these scientists. On the one hand, they're telling us only this week that this decade has been the warmest since records began 150 years ago, which admittedly is not particularly a surprising conclusion because we've had 300 years of global warming starting in 1695. However, what they are saying privately, whatever they're saying publicly, privately they're saying, there has indeed been, as I've been saying on your program and elsewhere for many years, we've had global cooling for many years. We've now had global cooling for 9 full years. They're admitting this privately in these emails, a very recent one says exactly this, and they're saying it's a travesty that we can't explain it. I can explain it. It's very simple. CO2 doesn't have the warming effect. You've been pretending it does. You've been fooled by your own propaganda. Time to go back, get out the abacus and the counting stones, and do your sums again, and throw away those big fancy Xbox 360 models, because they have been leading you astray. And get back to real science and real measurement, and you will find that the outgoing radiation from the Earth's surface is escaping to space. We've measured this just recently, just as much as it always was, which means that the greenhouse gases we're putting in the atmosphere are having hardly any effect on that outgoing radiation at all. Therefore, it isn't staying down here to cause warming. QED, whatever is causing the warming, it certainly isn't CO2,
all right,
except to a very, very tiny extent.
Lord Monckton, you gave us an hour earlier this week. I know you're very busy. I'm going to let you go. We also have G. Edward Griffin here in studio with us. But in closing, I'd like you to give us your website. And then also, you sounded a bit pessimistic a few days ago. Now you sound buoyed, saying that it looks like they're going to have to go the dictatorial, bureaucratic way around the Constitution because even mainstream media is saying their fraud is imploding, especially with the Danish text of the treaty saying the Third World has to make right at double the cuts the West did, a bait and switch at the last minute. So give us your website, please, sir. And then in closing, please give us your report, a brief synopsis on things brightening a bit. Or was I wrong in inferring that from what you said?
No, that's very good, because the website, first of all, is scienceandpublicpolicy.org, and I'm doing a more or less daily blog from the conference on scienceandpublicpolicy.org, so you can get all the details of what's in this treaty, all the small print. It's all in there, because I'm giving quite detailed results on that. The reason why I think I remain hopeful, apart from my religion, which teaches us that we should always hope even in the darkest hour, but also I think it is very clear from the shrill hysteria of the propaganda here that these people know, the ones who are peddling this here in Copenhagen, they know this is the last chance saloon, not for the planet, which was saved 2,000 years ago and doesn't need to be saved again, but for them. They know that if they can't get what they want at Copenhagen, they will never get it again, because the investigations into the ClimateGate emails are going to lead to criminal prosecutions, not only for destroying data which have been validly requested by other scientists to check all these bogus results, but also because these results, in fact, several of them, amount to scientific and financial fraud. And I've had two professors on to me, one from America, one from Canada, just in the last few days, saying they want me to put them in touch with the right policeman in the United Kingdom. And in fact, he's a police superintendent in East Anglia Constabulary, so that they can report how they were maneuvered, manipulated, had their papers tampered with, delayed publication, prevented publication, so they couldn't put alternative views. They had papers that should have been in the IPCC's report suppressed, so they weren't considered. All of these games were going on, and all of these in furtherance of what is now quite clearly the largest and worst financial fraud the world has ever seen. So if they don't get what they want at Copenhagen, they know they'll never get it later, because the fraud prosecutions and investigations will have started. If they do get what they want at Copenhagen, they won't be able to make it stick. Too many people now have cottoned on to the fraud. Too many people, ordinary people, that is, people who are not in the governing class, the little guy rather than the big guy. The little guy has now woken up. And if the little guy stands together with the other little guys and just says, boom, the big guys will run a mile.
Lord Christopher Monckton, then it's safe to say, with your astute political analysis of this, you've been at the heart of fighting this for more than two decades, that the heart of world government, as Ban Ki-moon and Von Rumpy and all of them have said, their global carbon tax dictatorship is hemorrhaging to death. And are you saying all the king's horses, all the king's men, if we the patriots for liberty continue to expose them, that all the king's horses, all the king's men can't put the lying fraud Al Gore back together again?
That's right. I think Humpty Dumpty Gore is now in pieces on the floor, dribbling untidily. the fact that he has had to lie even about the date of the ClimateGate emails, where he's tried to say that they were all at least 10 years old, when most of them weren't even, well, I say some of them weren't even 10 days old. Clearly, there is desperation there now. The fact that this serial liar is lying yet again, and this time about the ClimateGate emails, shows how utterly incredible and useless a figure he has now become. It's time for him to send back his Nobel Peace Prize. It's time for Obama to send back his Nobel Peace Prize. Because the people who should have won it, let's take Irene Sandler, who was nominated for it the same year as Al Gore. You know what she did? When she was a kid, she taught herself plumbing so that she could go into the German ghetto with her huge toolbox of plumbing tools, and into the Warsaw ghetto where the Jews were. And she would then take one Jewish child every day in the bottom, in the hidden falls bottom, in her bag, and she got them out, and she saved hundreds of little Jewish children's lives. That's what the Peace Prize should have been given.
Well, we're trying to save the millions of Africans. They want to starve to death. Lord Monckton, thank you so much for the time. You've been gracious enough to say that before the conference ends, you'll pop back in again with us sometime next week. Be safe out there. These vipers are dangerous. God bless you.
And God bless America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.